Thank you for tuning in today, and you're listening to the Provisions for the Redeemed broadcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Vanessa Walker of Provisions for the Redeemed Christian Center, which is also known as Vanessa Walker Ministries.
If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to John chapter 15. If you have your Bibles, turn to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. And again, we're going to just continue along. We've been doing a lot of teaching, so we want to continue along the lines of teaching the Word of God. So John chapter 15, and we're going to start at verse 1. And it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Amen. Father, we thank you again for your divine word. We ask, Father God in heaven, give us hearing ears. Give us a receiving heart to hear what you have to say this morning. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. What I want to talk about this morning is your connection to the true vine. Your connection to the true vine. When we look at this, we see that when you have the look in your Bibles, you see that all this is red. This is in John. Quite a bit of John is written in red. And so anything that's written in red, we know this is when Jesus is speaking. So if you go over to John chapter 14, you'll find out what stemmed, you know, the teaching stemmed from Judas, the brother of James, asking the question. So Judas, the brother of James, asked a question, and he said, Lord, he said, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make, we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And so, like I said, when you get to John chapter 15, Judas, the brother of James, asked the question, how are we going to know, Father God in heaven, how are we going to know, Lord Jesus, that you are with us? How are we going to know that you've manifested yourself unto us? How are we going to know that you're going to be in us? And so Jesus is doing this teaching, and he tells him, he said, well, if you have my word on the inside of you, this is what is going to set you apart and set you aside and make you different. He said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And so this is how we get over to John chapter 15, is that simply because he asked the question, but he was teaching them. And we find that in John that Jesus done a lot of teaching, but he needed them to understand what was going to take place spiritually in their lives, because he was getting ready to go off the scene. And he needed them to understand that it's not all about me being here and you can physically touch my body. You're going to have the Holy Spirit here, but not only will you have the Holy Spirit, you will still have us. And you're still going to have us in way of the word. So when you have the word on the inside of you, that is the connection that we're going to have. So our connection to the true vine. So we need to understand. And like I said, a thought this morning is your connection to the true vine. And so with him asking this question, and we too, I'm sure some of us has asked the same question. You know, how, when you get born again, how do you establish that relationship? How do you build that relationship? How do you get to the point that you've seen or heard other people talk about how God speak to them, how God talk to them, how they have the relationship and they can pray and God tell them what to do? Well, you have to be connected to the vine. If you don't have that connection to the true vine, then you don't have that relationship. And so that's why he was getting us to the relationship. If you go to Philippians chapter 1, verse 11, Jesus talks to them about the fruit that's going to come, and the fruit that's going to come to you is going to come by way of Christ Jesus. You can't get the fruit that he's talking about without knowing who Christ is. So therefore, when we are born again, we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. Then he says the fruit from having done that will put you in a spiritual place and in a spiritual relationship with me. So when the Bible tells us they that worship him, that true worship is, now true worship is, he said, they that worship him must worship him in what? In spirit and in truth. He said, that's true worship. But worship, he's saying here, is not that you getting before him in praise and worship and song, but that you worship him in word and in deed. He said, that's true worship. True worship is you got to learn how to live the way I have called you and desire for you to live. That's true worship, you know? And so we can understand, folks, we can praise all day long, but he want us to worship him. He want us to have relationship with him. So this is our connection to the true vine. And so I like the way when you look at John, it says Jesus, the true vine, because you can be connected to anything. You can be connected to a vine that bears no fruit. And we know that when we look at the word of God, God wants us to bear fruit. I mean, if we're not bearing fruit, we're absolutely useless to God. And you may say, well, how is that? God loves everybody. Yeah, he loves everybody. But our usefulness will come in when we are bearing fruit. We can go back and we can look at the scriptures where he says when he walked into that in Matthew, where they came into the city and they come up on a fig tree. They get to the fig tree. And it says that Jesus went to the fig tree that he may see, well, you know, that to really get something from the fig tree. But when he got there, there was nothing on the fig tree. It didn't bear. It wasn't bearing any fruit. So he said, well, no man's going to eat of you from hereafter. Why? It was useless. He said he got there. It looked like it should have been bearing fruit. He said, because the leaves was on it. It was time for it to bear, but it didn't. And so we know that he used that was in relationship when he was teaching them how to have faith in God. But when we look at just that aspect of that fig tree, he cursed the fig tree because there was no figs upon it. But he took that opportunity to teach to the disciples how to have faith. He said, have faith in God. He said, because when you speak to the mountain, then the mountain should move. But you got to have faith in God. Amen. How do we get to the point that we have this true connect, we have this connection with the true vine? Like I said, we must be born again. We have to be born again. Everyone have access to the true vine. Everyone. But you have to choose. You have to make that choice. The Bible said he died for the world. And so for those of us have decided to come out of the world and accept him as our Lord and Savior, then we have this connection. And that spiritual connection can take us so far in God. That, I mean, when you are praying, God will wake you up out of your sleep just to tell you something. He'll wake you up. Sometimes you'll come up out of full sleep. You sleeping good. And he'll wake you up and start speaking. Or sometimes you'll just wake up and you don't know why you just woke up. That's when you do what? You go get in the word and you start praying. You know, some folks, oh, the devil woke me up. What you do? I turned the TV on. I saw this move. You better get that word and go to praying. So if the devil did wake you up, well, go to praying. He won't wake you up no more if he did. Amen. So our connection to this vine is that he expects us to bear fruit. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, it says, he that saith he abideth in me ought himself also to walk even as I have walked. It's a relationship. We can't say, well, I'm born again. I know God. I love Jesus. And you don't even walk like you love him. He said, you ought to walk like I walk. And the word of God will tell you how you ought to walk and how you ought to be. He says the fruit that we bear this fruit so that we glorify God. Amen. God get the glory out of how we live, how we interact with people, our daily lives. God get the glory. Amen. He says, so your connection to the true vine is that it is your relationship. In your relationship, God gonna get the glory day after day after day after day after day. Until you leave this earth, God should be getting the glory. And he can use you to do that. Amen.
Amen.
Our daily walk. That some people, you can work with some folks and you work with them. They know it's something different about you. Some of them that they don't know God, they just know it's something different. For those who are in Christ Jesus, they know why you like you are. They know why there's a difference about you. Amen. And you know why there's a difference about them. Because you are connected to the true vine. When you walk into a place, like he said, you will know them by the fruit they bear. And that's the thing. God wants to know us by the fruit that we bear. Our daily lives is for people to know us by the fruit that we bear. That's our story. That's our testimony. We can sit there and be in a workplace and folks can come up and say, well, you know, so-and-so said this and she did that. Folks that work with you long enough know the fruit that you bear. I have to check on that. I have to go and see because that don't sound like the person that you describing. Well, I'm telling you, well, it's just I've worked with them for years and that just don't sound. Let me check into because that don't sound like the person. See that? No, that's being connected to the true vine and your life is your testimony. For folks to come back and to say that just don't sound right. And some of them can be non-Christians and know it don't sound right. They know it don't sound right. Why? Because you are connected to that true vine. You're living the way he wants you to live. You have allowed him, the Father, the Son, allowed them, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to abide on the inside of you. And he said, if you abide with me, then I'm definitely going to abide with you.
Amen. Amen.
I'm definitely going to abide with you. So he's not going anywhere. If we come and we take that time and spend that time, Lord, I'm in your presence. I want to get in your presence. I come into your presence. I'm doing this. I am living my life the way you want me to do. I'm hearing you. I'm doing what you're saying. And so he said, when you abide in that place, we can't help but to abide with you. So he's teaching them, even though I'm getting ready to leave, we still going to abide with you. This is what he was saying to the disciples. We still going to abide with you. And Judas said, how are we going to know this? How are we going to know? He said, and he began to tell them, as long as you stay connected. He talked about the promise of the Holy Spirit. And he just talked about them bearing fruit. I mean, he was sharing so much with them. He was getting ready to go off the scene. He said, but you still going to have me with you. You still going to have that spiritual connection. That spiritual connection isn't going anywhere. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you what is so awesome. You can walk into a room. And God just go to speaking. You can walk into a situation and God just go to speaking. So trouble don't come up to you without you knowing. You know when trouble coming. When you connected to the true vine, you know when trouble coming. God has said, pray for so-and-so. You better pray over this situation. Or you better pray for you go in to work today. And you go praying for you go in. And you pray before you go in. And when it come up, you know then, this is why he had me praying. This is why he told me to get up and pray today. Because he knew somebody was up in there with some crazy stuff. Amen? And I mean, it's just awesome. I mean, you know, it's different things. Like I shared with y'all once before. I'm at Word of Truth. I had the CD player. I'm just playing the CD player. I played it every day. Cassettes. I'm listening. This is when I first started hearing Creflo Dollar. Now, he had been around for a while, but that was the first time I heard him. And I'm listening to him, the tapes, just listening to, just bathing in the tapes. I mean, so I left and went somewhere. And so on my way back, the Holy Spirit said, Willie just took the cassette tape out the office, you know. And when I come through the door, she was walking through with the cassette tape. Now, why would he tell me that? Staying connected to the true vine. Staying connected to. And you might say, why would he just tell you about a cassette player? Because he wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a blessing to me to be sitting there hearing the word. She wasn't even going to play it. She just took it out and going to set it in there and put it up somewhere. I just kindly just went on in there and, are you going to use that? Well, no, not right now. I said, well, I'll continue to, you know, I'll use it until you get ready to use it. But I'm just saying, God would do things like that. I shared last Sunday when we went to Gallenberg a few weeks ago. I shared that my niece took her grandkids, which was my great nieces and nephews. So they had went out and I was still there in the cabin. I'm just praying and stuff. And the unit went out. Okay, the unit went out. I called for maintenance. Come up. The guy comes up. He comes in and the Lord said, pray for him. His wife's sick. That's all he said. He said, pray for him. His wife's sick. Now, could I have heard that not being connected to the true vine? I had to be connected to the true vine. I didn't know the man and the man didn't know me. Never seen the man in my life. But God said, pray for him. Pray for his wife. His wife is sick. I just prayed. Just went to praying. He didn't tell me to tell him to pray for. He said, I just went to praying for the wife. He just said, come do no confirmation. Your wife sick? You know, God said, pray for his wife. His wife sick. I just went to praying. Now, again, could I have heard that if I was not connected to the true vine? When God speaks, just do what he tell you to do. Amen? And so he says, that's part of what? That's bearing fruit. And who gets the glory? God gets the glory. He said, pray, I pray. Who get the glory? God get the glory. I mean, maybe one day I may hear the testimony about a healing, but I was obedient. Amen. He wanted to do something in that woman's life, amen, and he said, pray. He could have had some other people praying as well. Amen. Why? Because he wanted her well. He wanted her healed. Amen? Amen. And so I don't know what that man might have been talking to God. Praying for his wife, talking to him. And so then God just get him a group of people to pray. Amen. Well, you pray. He could have been talking to a bunch of people about praying for the man's wife. I don't know. But staying connected to that true vine, doing those things, God gets the glory. Amen. Let's look at John the Baptist when he was preaching. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 10, he says, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. So he's saying that's going to be when John the Baptist was coming on the scene, he was talking about repentance. He said, you repent of your sins. He said, because it's going to come that day that if you're not in Christ Jesus, if you're not one of those trees rooted and grounded in him, it's going to be cut down. It's going to be thrown into the fire. Why? Because it is of no use at all. Amen. Amen. We can't get the God's work and church work. We can't get them. We can't put them together. A lot of folks want to put church work together with God's work. And said, they a good member. Well, you done showed up I showed up. I teach Sunday school. I'm on the usher's board. I'm a deacon. I'm a deaconess. That's church work. You know, I work in the finance office. I'm an advisor. I'm a counselor. That's church work. Okay. So now, what do you do spiritually? What's your spiritual work? Can God speak to you? Can he talk to you through all of the church work? Amen. Can he get to you through all of the church work? See, what folks get, they don't have, so when trials come and trouble come, they don't have any strength. They can't understand it because they so full of church work. They not full of the word of God. They full of church work. They not producing any spiritual fruit. You may be producing some fruit in the natural because we understand you do have to have the church works. We understand that. Paul and them, Peter and them, there was church work to be done. But they were more connected to God spiritually than they were to the church work. Because when they come in there and try to tell Timothy, come in there, you need to tell Timothy them that we need some folks to come in and work. He said, well, we can come in there and train the people and tell them what to do. But Timothy and them can't come in and start waiting on tables. Because they can't come in and start. They got spiritual matters. They can't come in waiting tables because you think that's what they ought to do. Let them come in and appoint somebody to do the church work. Yeah. But even then, it was still about the spirit man. Amen. get in your spirit, man, prepared to do what it needs to do. Amen. We look at Mary and Martha. She needs to be helping me. He said, I'm not going to pull her away from that which is good to come in there just to go in their kitchen, start, stirring up potato salad and stuff. She wanted to be at the feet. We have to learn how to be at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The true vine. He said, I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. He said, I'm the true vine. And the husbandman, what? He tends to that vine. He makes sure. He's the one to make sure everything is going well. Everything is well. He said, but every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away. That's what Jesus said. He said, I'm the true vine and he the husbandman. He said, but every branch that's connected to me and is not bearing fruit, he going to take it away. The Father is going to take it away. The husband is going to take it away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth what? More fruit. Sometimes we do go through a little process to bring forth more fruit when we're trying to grow. When we get before God and we say that we want to pray, that we want to grow, when we say that we want to grow, then guess what? He'll help us grow. If he have to move us from one place to the other, then that's what? That's our purging. Because we're asking, Lord, I want more of you. I want to know more about you. I want to seek you more. And don't say it if you don't mean it. Because don't be saying it if you don't mean it. Because things are begin to change in your life. He's going to begin to move you away from that, which will keep you from growing. So that's when he get the purging. You have trees. We know the fruit trees. Every now and then you got to cut them back. Different kind of trees. Every now and then you have to cut them back. And when you cut them back, they become stronger. You bear more fruit on that tree. Amen. So that's what he said. You have to go through a process sometimes. Mm-hmm. He said, but Jesus saying, look, I know you want to follow me and I know you want to be connected to me, but you understand that when you connected to me and you're not doing anything and you're not bearing any fruit, mm-hmm. you of no service. He said, the Father's going to purge you. Mm-hmm. He's going to purge you to get you to where he wants you to be. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, I thought this in verse 3, I thought this was out of place because it just seemed like an out of place sentence. And so while he's saying he prayed, he said, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. So it almost seemed to me like an out of place because he just said, now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Amen. But we know that when he was saying that we are clean by the word, what he's saying is that. It wasn't out of place, but in my mind, I was thinking that seemed out of place when he's talking about abiding and being connected to the branches. But what he's saying is that it's a cleansing that takes place when you're in Christ Jesus. He said that word, because we know what the word became, what flesh and dwelled among us. He said, so there's a cleansing that takes place through the word. That's how you get that connection. That's how you grow and get that connection. Yes, we are born again. We've accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, but it still's got to be a cleansing going to come through the word of God because it has to teach us how to live. Once we become born again, we don't just automatically know how to live for God. That's why the word is here. The word is here to teach us, to train us, to prepare us, to show us how to be fruitful. We come in the fruit. He said the fruit of the spirit. We go back and look at the fruits of the spirit. What is joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, long suffering? What? We have to learn those things and many more, but we have to learn how to be long suffering, not just suffer, but long suffering. Folks, I've been suffering long enough. No, not that kind of suffering. Not that you just been suffering. He says, but we have to learn how to live in peace. We could allow ourselves to be in chaos all the time because somebody's always doing something, always saying something. But he said, don't get easily offended. Well, he had to teach us that. He had to teach us that, not to get easily offended. Amen. Because we can get easily offended.
Amen.
I almost got easily offended this morning before church. One of my aunts calls, I almost got easily offended. I said, I'm not going to get easily offended, Lord. I'm just not going to get easily offended. And then I get mad, and I'm not going to get easily offended, Lord. You got to help me. But What he had to do, he had to train us. Because that, you know, folks always say what they think you ought to do without having the whole, without having all the information. And it's easy for them to sit down and just think of stuff, you know. Easy for them. And so then we have to not get easily offended by what they say and just go on. And so I just put in my mind, I'm going to do what I want to do. That's what I'm going to do. So now I can't get easily offended because I'm going to do what I'm going to do. What's the little word they say? I'm going to do me. And he said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. So it is the word of God, again, that cleanses us, that helps us, that prepares us to be the mighty men and women of God that he wants us to be. So we have to learn how to be connected to that true vine, to Christ Jesus. Like I said, it can't just be in and everything, and you can't just live your life in and out, in and all kinds of ways, and then say you are connected to the true vine. Yes, you are born again. He said, but you need to understand to be spiritually connected to me. Spiritually, like I said, people are born again. They've accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, but they've never heard God speak to them. They haven't heard him speak to them. And if they have, they didn't obey. Well, let me say this. God speaks to everybody. He speaks to you, but then you have to understand that it is him speaking, and then you need to hear and do. Okay? Let me say it that way. Because he speaks to us all. But when you get to the point that you just totally ignore him over and over and over and over again, you can't grow spiritually. You can't grow spiritually because he's going to have to speak to you. He's going to have to talk to you. And I've heard folks, well, yeah, he speaks to you through the word. It's through the word. When you read the word, he'll tell you what to do. No, he speaks to you. He speaks to you in your inner man. In your inner man, he speaks to you. Amen. Even if it's about little bitty things. Sometimes you say, you laugh because when the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, you kind of laugh like, why he said that? Holy Spirit, why you say that? You know, and you just kind of laugh. Well, okay. Sometimes he just give you information. How you just been there? I mean, he just talking, just give you information, and you kind of chuckle out. Okay, you know, just in way of just to inform you, you know, type. But he says, this comes when I abide in you and you abide in me. We have to allow him to abide. We really do. We have to invite Jesus in. We have to allow him to abide. He said, verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. We can't say we fruitful. He just told you plain out. Not even in the natural can fruit abide on a branch. So how do you think that in the spirit realm, fruit gonna abide in you when you don't even abide in me? Amen. You got a tree that can't even bear fruit. You can get fruit trees can bear for so long. After a while, they get old. They not gonna bear anything else. So you have to plant new fruit trees. When we was a kid, my grandma had this peach tree in the front yard. And I remember we used to get big peaches off of it. And so as I got older and she was still living at the time, we pushed her outside in the little wheelchair. We sat under the tree. She looked up. She said, is that a peach tree? We're like, yeah, me and my grandmama and my aunt. She said, I said, yeah, that's a peach tree. So she told my aunt, Mom, you go over there and get me a peach off that tree. She said, Mama, I don't think they no good. Well, go on over there and get one. And I get tickled because here my aunt was now in her 70s. And my grandma would go on over there and get me a peach. And she go over there, yeah, go on next door. She go over there and get it. She brought back. She said, Mama. She said, this peach is not any good. So when she got the peach, it looked like it had a little gel on it. So you knew the seed was bad. The peach was bad. My grandma looked at it. She said, yeah. She said, well, that peach tree is not any good anymore. So we end up, we cut the tree down. Because it was not bearing fruit. The fruit was no good. That came off of it was no good. Okay? It was for what? For no use. Couldn't be useful. Okay? Even the tree, the branches on the tree and the trunk of the tree, it was just bad. And so he says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, No more can ye, except ye abide in the vine. Now, how can you get mixed up with Jesus telling you this? He's giving you the analogy in the natural, which you understand. Just like in the natural, he said, flip that over to the spirit realm. And that is the same way. You cannot bear fruit of me if you are not connected with me. Amen. It's not going to happen. That's what he's saying. He said, it is not going to happen. No more can ye. He said, I am the true vine, and ye are the branches. He said, this is how we are connected. I'm the vine, and you the branches. I'm the tree trunk, and you the branches. I'm the root, and you the branches. How can you function without me? How can I say I love Jesus and don't love my brother? How can I say I love Jesus and I'm full of hate? How can I say I love Jesus and I'm always somewhere cussing and fussing all up in the clubs? Everywhere that's not even godly, not even close to any godliness taking place. But I love Jesus. He said, no, you don't. Because if you were connected to me, he said, I wouldn't go up in there. So I know you're not connected to me. Because the true vine wouldn't be up in there. The true vine wouldn't be cussing and keeping up wreaking havoc everywhere they go. Amen. True vine wouldn't be a liar, a manipulator. Mm-hmm. A true vine would be, he said, no, that ain't me. Mm-hmm. That is not me at all. Amen. So he says, I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, I am in him. Excuse me. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring forth what? Much fruit. Much fruit. The same bring forth much fruit. He said, if I am truly the vine, the true vine in your life, he said, you can't help but to be fruitful. You can't help but to be fruitful. And what people see fruit. You see the fruit when something... When your life is fruitful, folks look at you and want to know how you get there, and I'm trying to get there. Yeah. Well, what you do? How you get there? Why God blessing you? I've even had family members. I pray more than you. Why God blessing you? Well, apparently you don't pray more than I do. Because if you did pray more than I did, then where's the fruit? Yeah. You got to have a relationship. Where is the fruit? Prayer changes things. So if you were praying more than I'm praying, then there should be some changes in your life. Amen. And if there aren't any changes in your life, you can't blame God. Amen. I pray more than you. Well, the fruit would say that. If you did, your life would say that. That's what you pray more than me. Your life would really say that. So that's the fruit. And he says, I love that he said you will bring forth much fruit. Being connected to the true vine, you will bring forth much fruit. He didn't say a little fruit. He said much fruit. This spiritual connection with God can get us into places folks said we can't go. Can get us out of stuff that folks trying to get us into that's not good for us. That'll shut a door when folks trying to open a door to hurt you. He just shut it and they can't even open it. A door that they don't want to open for you, he can open it. And they trying to hold it shut, and he can open it. Amen. 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 Closed doors, no man can shut. Open doors, no man can open. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what God will do. That's the good fruit.
Amen.
Folks trying to analyze your life. Why? Well, I do so-and-so. Why don't you do this? This thought just popped up in my mind. I went to a movie one time. And so apparently, you know how folks have these different doctrines that you shouldn't go to movies. So this lady, she was a Christian lady. And so we at the same movie, nobody in there cussing, nobody else. So she said, what you doing at the movie? And I was like, what? She said, what are you doing here at the movie? I said, I'm going to watch the movie just like you're going to watch the movie. But you a pastor. I said, well, you a Christian. So, I mean, if we couldn't go to the movie, I mean, you know what I'm saying? She said, but you a pastor. I mean, I forgot what the movie was, but it wasn't nobody up in there because it was just a movie.
Right.
And I think I was with my niece or somebody like, so it was almost like, but it was just kind of weird. She said, but you a pastor. Like, okay, pastors don't go to movies. So that just lets you know how people get off onto stuff that don't make sense. Yeah. You know, you need to be concentrating on that which is spiritual to grow spiritually. And you concerned about if a pastor setting up in a movie that you at and you a Christian. So if it was a bad movie, then neither one of us needed to be there then. And I always tell folks, I said, what you have to be careful of is some stuff God will let other people do. He won't let you do it. He said, because he know that you might have more of a problem with it than anybody else. Yeah. You know, so you be saying, well, I don't do that. God won't let me do that. Well, he knows something about you. I don't know that if he won't let you do. And it's nothing wrong with it, but it's just he know that you might take it too far. I don't know what it is, you know, but you can't sit down and justify the fact you don't do something that other people shouldn't do. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. God hadn't said anything to them about it. So you have to be careful. It hasn't affected their spiritual growth. So you have to be careful in trying to tell everybody we need to be just like them. Now, what we do need to be just like them is we need to be abiding just like them. All of us need to abide and be connected to the true vine. We all need to do that just like him. We all need to walk just like he told us to walk. If we're going to be in him, then we need to do what? Walk just like him. Amen. So there are some things we need to do just like Jesus. Amen. Amen. But it's not no things I need to do just like you. Amen. 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 He says, for without me, ye can do nothing. And that's true. Without God, we can't do anything. I used to hear my grandmama say, you know, before I could even could read and know, you know, well, you can't do nothing without God. You know, they had them sayings. But it was biblical. You can't do anything. You can't do nothing without God. Can't do nothing without God. Amen. And we can't. We can't do anything without him. But when we're connected to him spiritually, like I said, nothing slips up on us. When we're constantly praying, God will let you know what's going on. When you're connected to him spiritually, you don't have any surprises. Nothing can surprise you. Death can't even surprise you. Amen. Death can't slip up on you. Well, no man know the hour. But death, God do not let death slip upon those who are spiritually connected. Death is a spirit. And so you spiritually connected, you know. And he will speak to you and he will share things with you. He said, but without me, without Jesus, we can't do anything. Why? Because we got to go through Jesus to get to the Father. Amen. Amen. We can't just go to the Father without going through Jesus. Amen. We can't just go to the Holy Ghost without going through to Jesus. Amen. So they're all connected, all three, one. So we don't, you know, whenever we're talking to the Father, we're talking to Jesus and we're talking to the Holy Ghost. Amen. When we talk to the Holy Spirit, we're talking to Jesus, we're talking to the Father. Amen. So that's the relationship that we have. And he says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. He said, you have to be born again. It's going to be that separation. It's going to be that, we're talking about, it's going to be that separation. They're going to burn. It's going to be that separation. He said, but you don't want to be that. He said, so you need to stay connected to me. You need to hear from me to know what you need to do. Amen. And how you need to do it. Amen. The one thing I find somewhat frustrating is when you have young ministers come into the ministry, and then you have those who've been in it for so long. They're on fire for the Lord, but you want to take a wet blanket and throw over the fire because you done got tired. Mm-hmm. Your spirit man needs to be built up. And so you tell them it don't take all that. All right. It does take that. That's why they on fire. Yeah. And you need to be throwing some kindling on the fire to keep it going. Yeah. But you tone it down because you know you're not at that level. Mm-hmm. So let me get you on my level versus let me get back up to your level and get that fire that I had from the beginning. Amen. We cannot allow other people to damage our relationship with God. Yes. We just can't do it. Amen. But like I said, that frustrates me to see that to happen. Because it happened to me. When you get born again, you on fire for the Lord. Mm-hmm. Start preaching, you on fire for the Lord. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do all that. It'll take all that. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go there. But you have to learn how to train those who come underneath you. You have to train them. That is your responsibility. And you have to give an account for walking up there with that wet blanket. putting the young people's fire out. You go. So he says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. A spiritual relationship so connected to God. When he says anything you ask me, that's what he's saying. When he says you shall ask what you will, anything that you ask me, he said, and it shall be done unto you. Anything that you ask. When you're spiritually connected, I was talking to somebody not too long ago. They said their pastor was preaching. I mean, it was a good sermon because he's saying sometimes God said yes, sometimes God said no, and sometimes God said maybe. I'm just listening to him. I said, okay. And I was thinking to myself, it's a good thing I'm in the position to know that whatever I ask him, it shall be done unto me. God will always give you what you want when you ask him. He'll always give you what you want. Now, if it's something that you don't need, he'll try to let you know in the process. But if you keep praying for it, he's going to give it to you. Because I told you, you remember I told y'all, I said, I'm just praying, Lord, we need a larger building. These folks, this person got the building over here. This person, they got their building. This person got their building. Lord, just give me my building. He said, okay, I give it to you. He said, but you don't know the hell that they going through. He said, now you can have a sweatless victory or you can have what they have. I said, I'll take sweatless victory for number one, Jesus. I'll take door number one, Jesus, sweatless victory. But that's what he said. Well, I'm praying, but he was letting me know, I'll give it to you, but you don't know the hell that they going through right now. They're not telling anybody. On the outside, it look all good and whatever. He said, but do you want the sweatless victories? Or do you want to go through what they going through? And so, because I was praying, like I said, he was going to give it to me, but he spoke to me to let me know, I'm going to give it to you. You have to be patient. I can give it to you and let you go on and go through the hell. I can give it to you. You can wait to when I have this time, this perfect timing for you. Yes. But he didn't say no. Yes. And he didn't say maybe. Yes. He said, I give it to you. That's what he told me. He said, I give it to you. But see, it's a time, it's a set time for him to give it to me. But he didn't say no, but it's coming. Amen. Yeah. Abide in me and my words. So we can't, again, it's no way that we can come up and say that we have Jesus and we don't have the word. We must study the word of God. We have to. We can't, because see, when we talk to him and pray, we got to pray the word back. We remind him of what's in the word. And we know that we should do this because when you go back to the Old Testament and Moses was talking to him, he would tell Moses, go tell the children of Israel this and this and this. He said, then tell them to rehearse it in their ears for generations to come so that they will know. He said, tell them. So what were they doing? They was giving them the word of God over each generation. Right? So we can speak, and then he tells them, and then be careful now. You're speaking spirit.
Yes.
So whatever you say,
yes,
you're going to have. And see, a lot of us say stuff and then wonder why things happen to us. Well, you've been saying it all the time. Every time you turn around, you say it. I just don't have enough money. I just don't have enough money. Lord, I don't have enough. I need some more money. Lord, I don't have enough money. And then after a while, you really look. You get to thinking, I really don't have enough money. Well, you've been saying it.
Yes, true.
I don't feel well. Ooh, I don't feel good. Oh, my goodness, I don't feel good. Oh, I'm just tired. I don't feel good. I don't feel good. Next thing you know, your body, I really don't feel good. Well, that's what you've been saying.
Amen.
You are a speaking spirit.
Yes.
So when you're saying, you got to say what the word of God says. If you are tithing and giving of offering, then yeah, you have.
Yes.
Because he said, it's going to be given to you. Shall men give into your bosom?
Yes.
I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. We go back to Deuteronomy. We're blessed in the fields, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed wherever we go. We are blessed.
Yes.
He declared that we are blessed.
Amen.
So he fixed it so that we can be blessed. There's no way you can be a giver and not receive. I was listening to a guy preaching on Oakwood. He was preaching Saturday. I'm listening to him preaching. He was talking about tithing and offering. It was good. It was good. And then finally he got down and he said, about the tithe and the offering. He's saying, don't expect nothing from God. I said, uh-oh. I'm going to have to turn it now. He said, don't expect anything. You don't give and expect some God to give back to you. Well, that's not even scripture. You don't give and expect God to give back to you. People tipping. I'm listening. Folks tipping God. When you come in there and you don't do your tithe and offering, you tipping. You tipping God. You're supposed to do your tithe and offering. If you're not doing your tithe and offering, you coming up in the church giving God a tip. And he told us, he said, it was these three churches. And it said three little churches and in this area and one bank. So on Monday morning, the bank would call all three of the churches and say, we out of $1 bills. Can you bring us all, can y'all bring y'all money on in the church, bring your money on in that you collected from church Sunday because we out of $1 bills. So in other words, folks putting $1 in the church on Sunday. He said, you know that's not tithe. You know when you putting a few dollars in. And he said, that's not tithing. He said, but you can go get your nails done. You can go get your hair done. You can go do all this. And then said, well, I don't have no money to put in church. He said, yeah, because it's on your fingernails and on your, you know, on your head. You know? He said, and you tipping God. But I thought that was funny, the churches. You calling around the three churches for the dollars. Bring the dollar bills in. And I don't even know how I got into no tithing offerings. Let me see how to get back to where we're supposed to be talking about. And so he's saying that in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, he says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Again, all of it is about glorifying God. It's, you know, being that testimony before God. That folks, they can come up and say stuff and do something, but they cannot deny the fact. When they come against you and say things against you, they cannot deny the fact that they know God is blessing you. And they know that you walk in the things of God. Amen. They know it. So he says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Amen. He said, herein is the Father glorified. He is glorified by the way we live our lives. By the way we live our lives. We should absolutely be in a place wherever it is we're working, we should impact that work area. Amen. We should have an impact on those people in that work area. Now, we can't impact everybody, but those that are closest around us, they can see what we do, hear what we say, and should have an impact on their lives some kind of way. Amen? Amen. Some kind of way you should have an impact. The jobs that I worked, I was at Titan System when I worked there. I prayed. I had prayer requests. Listen, it wasn't a lot of us there. So I prayed for everybody there. Mm-hmm. And God used me. So they knew that it was something. It's something about you. Mm-hmm. They knew. Mm-hmm. So you made an impact. Went to the next job at BDM International. Went over there. They knew. Mm-hmm. Vice President, he'd heard. Come down, sit down, and talking to him. Vice President of the company. Mm-hmm. Daughter was on drugs. And he comes down and we get to talk. He said, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So I'm praying as he was talking. And he was just sharing. And the Holy Spirit said, tell him he need to be at home more. And he need to spend more time with his daughter. Mm-hmm. And so as he was talking and I looked at him and I said, you know what, Rich? I said, you need to spend more time with your daughter. You need to be at home some. I said, because when I come in the morning, you hear. And when I leave in the evening, you hear. Every day, you know, he said, yeah. I said, so that's what it is. You need to spend more time with her. Mm-hmm. I said, and I think things have changed. He said, okay. I met her and I prayed with him. I met her years later down there when I was working at Bradford. She was down there working at Bradford. Mm-hmm. And she heard somebody say, Vanessa. That's all she heard was Vanessa. And she came over. She said, my dad knew of Vanessa. And we just started talking. I said, yeah, I knew your dad. She said, I'm the one you prayed for. I'm the girl that you prayed for. She said, my dad told me about it. And you prayed for me. She said, I'm off drugs now. I'm doing good. I said, good. That's great. And so, I mean, she would just leave home, wouldn't know where she was. And the only thing they was doing is putting in rehab. That wasn't working. God let him know that's not going to work. You don't need to keep putting in rehab. You need to be at home. And you need to spend more time with her. And when he did that, her life changed. Amen? Amen. She working and doing good, prayed. But guess what? It's the fruit that you bear. Jesus on the inside of you, staying connected to that vine. For him to come down, somebody had to say something. For him to come down and just say, can I talk to you a minute? And we sat there, and that day, nobody came in that office while we were sitting there talking. Nobody knocked on the door or anything. Uninterrupted, we talking. And then when we got finished, just like the office just flooded or whatever. But God lets you know, what was that? That's fruit. You shall know them by the fruit that they bear. I mean, we got all these folks talking about they Christians and they this. Yeah, I love the Lord and so on, you know. And you sitting up listening to folks believing them, saying how much they love God. And but you see crazy fruit.
Yeah.
Strange fruit. Nothing godly about it at all. Well, if you love God, why you hate people?
Yeah.
Why you hate somebody so much that you go to cussing and fussing? That's hate.
Yeah.
So that is not of God. Because if God died, if Jesus came and died on the cross for the whole world, then he did not give you the right to start hating anybody.
Amen.
Because he said he love. He's not hate.
Amen.
He's love.
Amen.
And so in you hating people, that's just not God. You can't let your light so shine. The light that you got shining, it's not a light. I don't know what you shining, but it's not a light. A laser, little laser or something, but it's not no light that you let shine, because it doesn't glorify God. We have to live our lives that glorify God. Amen. And that's what it's all about. Glorifying God. And then in the meanwhile, he's saying to us that while you are living the life that I have called you to live, I'm gonna bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above anything you can even ask, hope, or imagine. Amen. This is the little message Bible. I'm going to end with the message Bible here. The message Bible in John chapter 15, to start at verse 1. He says, I am the real vine and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes. And every branch that is grape bearing, he prunes back so it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. So when he's saying now that you are clean, he said, you're already pruned back by the message that I have spoken, because the word cleanses us. Remember, live in me, make your home in me, just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can not bear fruit unless you are joined to me. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you are joined with me and I with you, the relation, intimate, organic, the harvest is true, sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. Amen. This is how my Father shows who he is when you produce grapes, when you mature as disciples. He said, whatever you say going to be listened to and acted upon. And then he says, and of all that, he said, this is how my Father show you. Amen. He said, this is how he shows you. Amen. So again, it's that fruit. He said, this is how I show you, because you have that fruit. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for your divine word today. We pray that what we have heard, Lord, we will be able to walk in and to be able to do. We thank you, Father God of heaven, that you listen to us and you are and you act upon that which we have brought before you in form of our prayers and petitions. Father God, we are so thankful for Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity to be connected to the true vine. We thank you, Lord, that when we are connected to the true vine, we will bear much fruit. And we thank you for that, Father God in heaven. So we pray, Holy Spirit, that we have clarity in hearing from God. And that when we hear from God, we have the wisdom, the knowledge, the strength to do what he tells us to do.
Amen.
To pray when he says pray. Father God, to act upon anything that he tells us to do, that we be willing and obedient to do that. So we thank you for this day. We thank you. So Lord Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to be connected to you. And we thank you for the blessings that will show forth themselves in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening in today. Again, I'm Pastor Vanessa Walker, and I would like to invite you to visit with us at Provisions for the Redeemed Christian Center, which is also known as Vanessa Walker Ministries. We are located in Huntsville, Alabama, and can be contacted at provisionsfortheredeemed@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you and hope to see you soon.